Welcome back to What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. I'm Vincent Lancey.
And I'm Charity, aka Love Infinity. Thank you for having me on your show, Vincent.
You're welcome. Whether you're already an entrepreneur or looking to start your journey tomorrow, or just someone who needs a little extra motivation to get through the day, this is the perfect podcast for you. Each week, I will interview a different entrepreneur from across the globe. I will continue to offer episodes in all industries to provide you with many different perspectives. You never know which motivational journey will inspire you most. Each guest will take you through their story and help you learn from their successes and lessons learned. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. My guest on the show today is someone I met via LinkedIn. She started her entrepreneurial journey in the 90s and has since evolved into an experienced entrepreneur. Her most recent endeavor is Positive Impact Life. As the founder and CEO, or as she says, Chief Happiness Officer, she's making the world a better place through the sharing of inspirational stories and shining the light on the people, products, and places that exist to help you live your most positively impactful life. Positive Impact Life is a global resource, multimedia enterprise, and an empire of celebration. The brand even extends to a Positive Impact magazine, which is a publication dedicated to showing the positive impact people all around the world. So allow me to please introduce Charity Carollo, or better known as Love Infinity. Charity, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. What an introduction. I love that. Thank you. I love being here. And you are such an inspiration and a positive impact in the world. I look forward to sharing your story and your books and, yeah, all of that on Positive Impact's platform.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you for the kind words. Would you mind please introducing yourself to our listeners a little further without giving away just too much of that entrepreneurial journey?
Well, I'm Charity, aka Love Infinity. I have a background as a professional photographer and started Positive Impact magazine back in 2006, and then took a break for a while to open a yoga wellness center that we focused on chronic healing and other modalities, and sold that. And now I'm back. Positive Impact called me back, and I love it. It's so amazing, all the amazing things that are going on out there, and all the solutions for everything that happens in life. There is a solution. The horrific things that we think are horrific, everything to me is a lesson and a blessing.
Well, I'm excited to learn all about how the path started and ended up here we are today. So let's dive into the big five here. On each episode, my guest and I will go over these 5 questions to help you learn what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Great. So when did you realize that you either weren't happy with what you were doing or just needed some kind of change to truly start your entrepreneurial journey? Please share your story.
So that goes back to childhood. I would even say probably even high school. I was so ambitious, and I just couldn't take no for an answer. I learned early age that I wasn't designed to sit at a desk like a 9-to-5, like school drove me crazy. I worked so hard in school to get my harder courses done so that I could like do career classes in high school. And I used my employment, like, so my senior year, I used my employment as my grade. Like, I just had to go to school 3 hours in the day, and I was already starting college, and I already had my own apartment living on my own. And I had this burning desire to be a photographer as a small child. So I would look at my grandparents' photo albums, all the black and white photos. I knew who no one was. I was just infatuated with looking at photos. And then my dad got me a camera when I was small, and that's all I did was take pictures around. And then, like I said, in high school, I went from a AAA school to like a Class C school that didn't even offer all the classes that I did have. So that's when I started college courses sooner than college. And also, the only like artsy class they offered was a print, you know, like a where you print cards and stuff like that. And that teacher is one of my biggest inspirations in my life. And I wish I could find him now, because he let me build a dark room. And now all that stuff's obsolete, like print, like the print class. And well, he let me do that, you know, let me go, because he saw my ambition. And I got a job at the local newspaper photographing professional sports and college sports. And that's when the local college there offered me a job to shoot all their sports.
Wow.
So that's when I also realized, like, journalism wasn't my thing either, because it was so depressing to me. Like, we would have to cover a child getting hit by a bus, or somebody getting run over by a high-low thing, or, you know, it was a small town. It was bringing me down. I'm so sensitive to energies around. And I feel like I always had this gift of bringing out the beauty in people, bringing out the best.
Where did you grow up?
So I was born in Tennessee. 2 weeks after I was born, we moved to Florida, Jacksonville. My dad was in the Navy, and I did move around a lot as a child. The most I've lived anywhere is Florida. When I refer to the school, like high school, I went to high school in Michigan, in Livonia, and then Ypsilanti. And I was a sports photographer at Eastern Michigan University, and I took college courses there. So that's when.
So all around the country, from Tennessee to Michigan, here in Florida. But I also want to backtrack. What was the first camera that you had for everybody listening on in your industry, trying to follow your footsteps? What was it?
It's so old. It was a Minolta. So I still have it. I actually wouldn't mind going to get it. I still have it. It's so sentimental to me. And unfortunately, I learned the hard way that you don't leave batteries in things when you're not using it, because the battery's corroded in it. I've cleaned it out, but I haven't. That said, I haven't tried to use it. And I loved that camera. My grandfather gave me that camera. My dad just got me like a little Polaroid point and shoot something, one of those kind of cameras before that one. That was my first real camera, and it was sentimental to me because it was my grandfather's and everything else too. So anyway, I had to ask,
because I knew you would know. So let's look a little deeper here. You've been on this entrepreneurial path for quite some time now. You've always wanted to do your own thing. What would you say one or two of the most difficult parts of being an entrepreneur are for you?
I think for me, being able to shut it off, balancing my time, like balancing social or fun with work. Because, like, I've always worked out of my house, or most of it. You know, I went to office and stuff like that. But when it's in your house and you know it's sitting there, and like, if you can't, I've had sleeping issues. And when I can't sleep, I get aggravated with myself and I get up and work. I'm like, why am I going to sit here and waste and be angry? And also, it's like sometimes in those moments, I'm inspired. I feel like the angels are knocking. 3 o'clock in the morning, come on, we've got work to do. Things like that. I mean, that's how I came up with the idea of positive impact in the first place. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep and I had to do something. So
love it.
So I think juggling that and then I was a single mom and dad and businesswoman and all that. So balancing parenting and work, the rest fell away. You know, like I just couldn't figure out how to fit dating in there and other things like that. You know,
I understand.
Yeah, right. So I think that's probably.
That's a great one, because it's definitely something that every entrepreneur is going to be struggling with.
My second one. Financial part, you know, because I wasn't trained in school.
I
went to art school, and that is something that I would change. And I advise any young person or anybody listening, you know, if you have a talent, like I was talented with photography, I can see the beauty in things, and it's a gift. I feel like I know it is not. I feel it. I know it. I really didn't need art school. I went to the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. I really needed business school. And I advise every young person now, even if you don't know what you want to do, if you take an accounting class or accounting degree or a business degree, you are covered for the rest of your life. You can take that anywhere, really. I mean, you could probably get a job doing anything or starting your own business. You know, you can sell bubblegum on the corner if that's what you love. If you have that foundation of knowing how to do numbers and things like that, it's so helpful. I learned the hard way, and that's okay too, you know, learning it as you go along.
So I agree. I mean, my business degree is, granted, I'm not in corporate finance right now. I did finance and MBA, but the lessons I learned, they carry with me to running my own business for sure. Did you end up taking any business classes on the side, or you just taught yourself?
I just taught myself, and I learned, learned by doing and asking other entrepreneurs and other friends. And I had a really, I am so blessed. And that's why I knew, like, starting Positive Impact was a blessing and for sure right on, because when things flow and the right people and circumstances come in, like, very easily, and they want to help and advise, and then it's meant to be, you know, you're on the right, you're not forcing something against the rock and the river. You're going with the flow, you know, it's, you're still working for it, but the right things come.
Part of one of the show's many missions is just that, entrepreneurs learning from entrepreneurs, networking like me and you did to connect for this show. Someone's been through it. There's no harm in asking, because it could save you days, months, years of doing something incorrect or not knowing. So I love the way you put that there. But speaking of networking and learning from other people, what is one of your greatest failures or lessons learned, and what did it teach you? Why is it still stuck with you all the way up until today?
I don't like to look at anything as a failure. I think I'm really hard on myself with a lot of things. Like, I'll go back to the balancing thing in my time, and then thinking before speaking and really feeling my way through things, you know, instead of reacting.
Nice, like that.
You know what I mean? Like, feeling it and observing and thinking things through. I mean,
what was that moment that made you shift to that mentality?
There's probably many more, because when you don't learn something, it happens again in a different version, right? Or the same. And then you're like, oh, okay, here this is again. I must not have learned from it. Let's see. Okay. Let's, you know, check in.
With entrepreneurship, it's really just that. Like, you're doing something, you're tweaking it a little bit, you're trying again, tweaking it a little more, going again. So now, if you could choose to have a conversation and learn from any entrepreneur, dead or alive, who would it be?
I love Bono. And then I love so many spiritual leaders.
You gotta tell us why, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just, there's so many people that I love, and I have been blessed to meet some of them. And I think about them, like Bono, for example, sometimes, and I think how much he's done for the world and, you know, the sacrifices maybe that he's made. And I think about that and I'm like, I can do this. I can do that. If he can do that, if he does that, I can do this. I can make the world a better place, our world a better place, not my world, not the world, our world.
What's one thing that really sticks out to you that he's accomplished?
Raising money for one. That campaign, so he's all about, you know, uniting the world together as one. So that's one thing. But there's somebody else I want, you know, there's a lot of philosophers and people that have written books that I would love to take, like Neville Goodin. He has written so many books. I would love to meet him and talk with him. Because he transcribes the word, like the Bible is something for us to live by. And all the religions, and I'm very spiritual, and all the religions basically have the same sayings. But anyway, he just chops it down where you understand it, what this means in the Bible and stuff, and how powerful we are as human beings. We are so powerful. We're like this beautiful soul in this sack, you know, all energy.
So out of the, for both of those meetings, I want to take it a step further here with you. Where would each meeting be?
Where?
If you had the opportunity to choose it all, where would it be for each one?
Well, I've never been to Thailand. That's on my bucket list, huge. And Hawaii is huge on my list. Thailand and Hawaii. And then I have a whole list of places mm-hmm. that I haven't been. And I've been blessed where I have been able to travel the world. And I think so far in my life, one of my all-time favorite places is Bali in Indonesia.
I'd love to go.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite places. And everyone is so grateful and they're so naturally functioning. And they're like Mexicans. They all have permagrin. Even when they're not smiling, they're smiling. I love that.
Well, I hope those meetings may come true for you. But I want to look into the future with you. Where do you see yourself in your entrepreneurial endeavors 1 year and 5 years out? Let's start with 1 year. What are we seeing from Love Infinity this time next year?
Definitely positive impacts, life, their platform, growth even more. More contributors, more subscribers, more listeners, a ton more workshops, having at least 6 workshops a year.
We got to look 5 years too, though. I want to see big picture because I know how much you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I know. 5 years, definitely have our foundation started, have my bigger picture. I have a lot of ideas. Monthly clubs, like the Crystal
Club,
that will be within the year for sure. I love my rose-colored glasses project. The world looks so much better in rose colors, you know? I don't know if you're, I studied color in college and I know how color affects us. So anyway, it's one of my favorite things.
Charity, I'm excited to watch your ambitions unfold. It is time for the Spotlight Story. Each episode, I share an entrepreneurial journey to inspire our listeners, and I would love your take on it. I will now introduce the entrepreneurial journey of Arlene Azinian from 2 separate articles I found. She's really inspiring. I had not heard of her before, but she's the founder of Nazani Tea in London, which offers a great taste award-winning collection. After training to be a barista, she wanted to set her goals higher. She soon founded Nazani Tea in 2017 to offer the world luxury herbal infusions and drew comparisons to some of the finest suppliers out. As a child, she grew up watching her family pick, source, blend, and infuse the freshest and purest herbals. She decided to share her experiences with the world. One article described her as, quote, ruffling feathers in the centuries-old tea and herbal infusion industry. And I also read that in July 2020, this article reported that the company witnessed a 389% jump in quarter-to-date sales compared to 2019. So that's just incredible. She prides herself on quality, transparency, ethical sourcing, and sustainability, all things that go towards creating a healthy business. She also touches on the difficulties of female entrepreneurship, but does share that the thickest glass ceiling is one woman often create for themselves. Charity, what do you like best about this story?
Yeah, I would have to agree with her on that. And I would say, follow your heart and follow, never ever give up. There were so many people in the man's world, being a woman in the man's world, that told me I could not be a sports photographer, that I couldn't do this and this and this. And then I just shut them all off and just stayed and just wanted, desired it so much that nothing stopped me. I mean, I don't even remember writing in my, I also think writing things down is very powerful because I wrote down in my high school book, like the question you said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I love photography so much. I wrote working for Sports Illustrated and National Geographic and some other publication. I was working for all three of them before that, you know, and I didn't even remember writing that. So when I went back and saw that in my high school book, I was like, oh my God, I don't even remember writing that because you just lose track. It's like shows the power of knowing what you desire, writing it down, and then letting it go and not obsessing over it.
That's a great way to put it. Sometimes we tend to obsess over these things and you just let it play out and look how it worked out.
Yeah. And when you don't give up either, I highly recommend never give up, because it's that moment where you're right there. You're right there. You're going to do it. And then you give up and you're like, you just would have pushed through one more day or one more moment. Magic happens. So
I know that giving up was never an option. It would be something I regret, you know, for the rest of my life. So I'm very, very happy the way you put that. But Chary, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know our listeners are going to see all the value in your episode. I personally enjoyed how you made a note about business school, where it doesn't matter what major or job field you're going after, the basics of business do follow you and help you out throughout your career. I also liked your journey. Answer number one, you gave a very personal answer, and that's going to relate to our listeners. It always does. And I liked how you just finished it there, how in your yearbook you wrote your goals, Sports Illustrated, all these companies. And without even realizing it, you were there because you believed in yourself. And I think that's an incredible lesson for everybody listening on. But it is time for the last word. And I also do this on my other podcast series, A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey as well, because I want the listeners to really get to know the guests I bring on. Is there something that you would like to share with everybody that we did not get to touch on yet today?
Go to positiveimpactmagazine.com, positiveimpactlife.com, positiveimpactglobal.com. And I would love to hear from you. If there's anything anybody wants to know, or I love to be an inspiration, and it works both ways. You know, I believe that everything is a mirror of ourselves. Like, so what you see in other people, and just take note, what is it about this, and then really, really think about what your true heart desires and write it down. And be grateful as if it's already done. I am so big on a gratitude journal every night before you go to sleep. I've been bad lately and been doing it in the morning. It's so much better when you do it right before bed, because then there's nothing else that stops you or disbelief. Your mind is left with what you're grateful for, and like, magic happens. I promise you.
I love it.
I promise you. Don't believe anything I say. Just test it.
Well, you beat me a question. So would you please share the rest of your social media? You mentioned your websites, ways for our listeners to follow your endeavors or request your services.
So Facebook, we have Positive Impact Global, and Instagram, Positive Impact Life. We're on all of them. I can't even think of it. We also have podcasts regular on all those.
Yeah. Talk about the name of your podcast too, please. So we can let everybody know about it.
Positive Impact Life, and we're on all the channels, the Apple, all of them. And they're all on our website. If you just go to positiveimpactlife.com, positiveimpactmagazine.com, you'll find a lot of things there.
And it's social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur on LinkedIn, at Your Favorite Morning Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And we're at Podcasts by Lancey on Twitter, so you get updates from this show and A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you. We have Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm is Changed. Both are on Amazon now. And as always, I will end the show with a quote that inspired me, and know it will for you too. This one is from Samantha Skelly. She said, "There will always be moments of self-doubt and back-to-back days where you feel like you're constantly fighting fires, but with perseverance." There will always be moments of self-doubt and back-to-back days where you feel you're constantly fighting fires, but with perseverance and sheer determination, the pieces of the puzzle will fall into place. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all on the next episode of What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur.